USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Donald Trump removed a watchdog critical of personnel moves within the State Department. The president informed Congress of the move. Trump wrote he had no confidence in the State Department's inspector general. House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel said in a statement he learned Linick had opened an investigation into Secretary Mike Pompeo. Linick, an Obama administration appointee, will be replaced by Stephen Aagaard, a former career Foreign Service officer, to Vice President Mike Pence. The American Civil Liberties Union and other advocacy groups are suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos over the department's new federal regulations on how sexual assault and harassment allegations should be handled on school campuses. The lawsuit claims the changes will result in fewer institutions taking much-needed affirmative steps to prevent sexual harassment and assault before it happens. The lawsuit also took issue with a rule that allows schools to adopt a clear and convincing evidence standard of proof in sexual harassment complaints. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An American cargo pilot who admitted to poor judgment in breaking a quarantine order to buy medical supplies became the first foreigner imprisoned in Singapore for breaching the restrictions meant to curb the coronavirus. FedEx pilot Brian Dugan Juergen of Alaska was sentenced to 4 weeks after he pled guilty to leaving his hotel room for 3 hours to buy masks and a thermometer. Singapore has one of the largest outbreaks in Asia. More than 90% of those infected are foreign workers living in crowded dormitories. The tiny city state has strict penalties for those who breach the quarantine rules, don't wear masks in public, or fail to adhere to social distancing measures. Quarantine violators face up to 6 months in jail, a fine of up to 10,000 Singapore dollars, or both. NFL facilities can begin reopening Tuesday in cities and states that will allow it, League Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a letter to team executives. He said, "This is the first phase of reopening. It's an important step in demonstrating our ability to operate safely and effectively even in the current environment." The reopening would prohibit coaches and players from being at the facilities, and on-site retail and ticket sales are not yet allowed, but workers must undergo infection control training, and team facilities can only operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 75 people. The season was scheduled to begin September 10th, but that date is now unclear. Governors in Arizona and Florida have said major sports franchises could revive games in their states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.